Hey everyone, welcome back to the Test Talks YouTube channel and podcast. I'm here with my boy Shaz and we are actually face to face. We are in Wales, we're in your office in Newport, lovely place. Yeah, really good Turkish food, that's about it. So, in today's video, we have these intelligent change, very nice beige-coloured hipster daily mindful affirmations, right? So, we're going to pick some and we're going to discuss. This is a good one. Shaz, and this is in italics, let go of everything and everyone that doesn't serve me in a positive way.
Ooh.
Have you had to let go of someone from your childhood friend, you know, back in the 50s? Have you had to let go of any family, anyone who kind of was not serving you in a positive way?
Yes, but it's not been easy. So that is an affirmation I can get on board with, because I guess as you grow, as you change your circles, your mindset, you know, you talk a different language with some people, they just don't understand, which is absolutely fine. You do have to, I wouldn't say let go, but I think perhaps limit your contact or limit your energy to different people. So I've definitely done that, but it's not been easy. It's not, I guess, what would you say in a positive way? What does that mean? That you let them down gently?
No, I think it doesn't serve you in a positive way. So okay. Someone who isn't giving you something that is, you know, you have people who are negative drains. You have people who are kind of not doing anything, but that can be harmful. And you have people who are positive. And like, I think some people get confused with like, oh, does that mean I have to let go of all my like school friends or my non-entrepreneur friends? And it's like, no, yes, if they are not serving you, but they, you know, don't have to get what you're doing. They don't have to understand. But as long as they understand why you are doing it, not what you're doing, how you're doing, but as long as they understand that you're doing it, it's your thing, you want to do it, cool. That, I think, for me, is a really important distinction between someone who's positive, not doing much, and who is negative.
So I think what I tend to do now is, if I'm with my kind of OG friends, as it were, I just don't talk about business because they don't understand. So I'm like, rather than bring it up and then have a conversation, I just like, best not talk about it. Let's just talk about football instead.
I agree. Now the next one, as I breathe slowly and deeply, I feel more relaxed and
energized.
Do you find that?
You actually spoke in italics. Energized. I do. I think that what I would get from that is being intentional with your breathing or with your thoughts or with your actions, your energy. So yeah, it's all good and well saying I am a very calm person, but actually when you're thoughtful, when you say in your head, I'm gonna count to 10 and breathe, that is something different to just counting to 10 and breathing to 10. Like, yeah, I think something I can work on, definitely. I'm not a very zen person. I'm not a very stoic person.
I mean, you know, when a BDM is being annoying, when a lender's being annoying most of the time.
When clients are being annoying.
Yeah, pesky clients. Do you ever stop and take a deep breath before replying? Do you ever try and kind of bridge a gap using breath?
Yeah, not with breath. So I am very emotional in the moment. But I've learned with clients, obviously, you've got to be professional. So I'll use Joe in the office, or I'll have people say, listen, this is what I want to say. Do you want to just filter through and just let me know how to say what I'm going to say? I've been a lot better with that. I used to be really blunt. I still am pretty blunt, but not as bad. But in personal life, yeah, I'll absorb, I'll react in my head. But then after a minute or two, it's gone. The problem is not a problem anymore.
And I think that's the power of putting, and this is more than just breathing, it's putting a gap between the stimuli and the response.
Yes.
It's very easy for us to just, oh, someone said something, let me say it back, or I got a text, let me just, because we live in this instant Instagram generation and where you can see people typing. That is such a, like, that was designed to keep you on it.
When you see that, you know, so-and-so is recording a voice message, my God, just call me. By the time you've written...
Nah, no one does calls, man. Come on, that's old school.
Yeah.
So I think, for me, this is super important. And even just reading this and just taking a breath with it. Yeah, like intentionally. Because it's one of the few things we can control, right? Like, physiologically, we can't control our heart rate. We can't control whatever. We can control our breath. So breathe.
Breathe. I'm going to do one. I'm going to do one. Right. Okay. Right. Inside of me, there is an endless pool of peace, calmness and harmony.
Yeah, I can relate to this, because even though on the outside it may not seem like that, it might seem more lively, more active, more kind of out there within me, and you know, at moments like in the gym, you know, like we went earlier, I mean none of us had headphones on, probably because we're with each other, but I never have headphones on at the gym. Like, I like to sometimes just sit with just ambient noise to enjoy that kind of pool of peace, you know what I mean? Because it's so easy to get caught up in outside noises, outside things. And if we just, and by the way, like, so many people struggle to do this, like to just put their phone down, put, don't sit there with TV, just be with yourself, your thoughts, your mind, and see what happens, see what comes of it. So yeah, I love that. And that, these are actually really mindful affirmations.
I mean, guys, just I always have my headphones on in the gym because I don't want to be approached. You know, I have my TV on, the TV screen on. And
celebrity lifestyle, we can't all, you know.
And one more for me, because this is actually, I think it's a really good one. The more I focus my mind on the good in my life, the more good comes into my life.
You know what? I think that makes sense because...
What you think about, you see, it's cognitive bias.
Yes.
When you're looking for a new car and you think, yes, I want to buy a Toyota Yaris. That's my first car. Until then, I didn't see any on the road. As soon as you wanted to buy one, every other car was a Yaris.
Everywhere, yeah. You don't see Koenigseggs or Ferraris that much when I think about them. But I think it's so true because it's like what you attract into your life is like what you see and what you look for. If you see negative, I mean, the world is a shithole, everything's mashed up, but if you focus on and only see negativity in workspace, in your work, in your relationships, then that's all that you're gonna then see coming into it. Because positive things will come into it, but you won't see them or register them. You'll say, oh yeah, I got a promotion, but I hate the job anyway. Or you're like, oh, I got a new property, but now I have to... If you always put that negative spin on it, you know, that's all you're gonna see. So I like that, and I think people should... This is a really good kit.
Thanks to Shivani Power when I went to a workshop.
Ah, very... Is it hers?
No, she gave everyone.
I like these. Yeah, these... Big up Shivani Power. These are really important to think about. And I think also taking time every day to do something like this 100%. Is important, right?
100%.
Let's see what lottery... Thanks for putting the ones you picked back into the box, by
also,
the way.
Whilst it on shares. That, you know when you mentioned about people kind of saying a but and a negative spin on it? I also think, instead of being negative, sometimes people use qualifiers. So yes, I got the promotion, but it's because, you know, because of this happened, as opposed to owning their success or victory or the good thing.
Yes.
You have to own it. You deserve it. You know, after a while, you got to realise it's not a fluke. You deserve what you're getting.
Yeah. Next, I like this one. I live life with a constant sense of intention. Yeah. From moment to moment, I know why I am here.
I love that. So I think I'm working on being very... I've used this word a lot since the last few days, intention or being intentional. Guys, life's too short. And if you're just floating around, waiting for things to happen, it's not going to happen. Or it'll take just much longer. If you're intentional with your thoughts, your actions, and they all kind of go round and round, hand in hand, things will happen quicker and it'll happen better and you'll feel more fulfilled because you've made them happen. So yeah, intention for me is kind of my word, one of my words of 2024.
I like that. You know what? And look at the other side of this. I definitely think we need intention in everything we do, but sometimes it's nice to have no intention. Now, I mean this not in a business or work sense, but I mean this in a relaxing sense. You're on holiday. And I suppose you could say, oh, your intention is to be present. Okay, fine. But I look at this as, okay, my intention today is I've got to do 6 calls. I've got to work on this design, build this website. I've got all these things to do. I've got a mentoring call, whatever. And there is an intention in all those things. But at the same time, I think it's nice sometimes to just sit there with no intention, to be almost aimless and just be, you know. And then I know that is also an intention. But I think you have to also just not be like, oh, why am I doing this? What am I?
Yeah.
Sometimes just chill, man. You know?
Chill, but know your purpose. You know, what is your aim, short-term, long-term? And I think on that note, this one is quite interesting. So my life is about a journey, not a destination. I enjoy and make the best of every step of the way. Can I just, I think a lot of this is, these are very good. Yes, people say, you know, forget about the end goal or have the end goal, but actually enjoy every step on the way. And I get it. But I think it's also very important to not lose sight of the end goal because, you know, ultimately you are trying to achieve something, a tangible goal, whether it's an income or a money in the bank or assets or whatever. So yes, on that journey, the people you meet, the events you go to, the things you buy, how you're getting there, enjoy every bit of that. But don't lose sight of what the end goal is my thought on that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think a lot of people have this, you know, I will be happy, I will be fulfilled when, I will be happy if, and they're really focusing on that destination, which is when my business turns over 1 million, you know, when this, and they get to that point and you're probably not actually happy as you thought you were. And I think that links to it's what Gary Vee says, right? Love the process.
It's what Hasan Minhaj said on my favorite episode of the Gary Vee show. So Gary Vee says to him, do you really think you're gonna be big time? Hasan says, look, I hate that question. He goes, Gary Vee's like, great, tell me why. He says, because that says that me getting to do a stadium tour or a Netflix special is going to make me happy. He goes, I'm about to do comedy every single night. Means I've achieved what I want to achieve.
And that is because he loves what he's doing and he loves the process. Of course, you want to get somewhere. You have goals. But if you don't love the process, as Gary Vee says, then like you're going to fail, you're going to fall off. And that's why people, there's always an argument, but people should have businesses and sectors that they like or that they're somewhat passionate about.
Yeah. I always say, you know, what you're good at, what do you enjoy, do the middle bit, because that is what you enjoy. Now, okay, I'm on board with this. I radiate positive energy from my being.
Yeah, I think you do. I think both of us do, to be fair. I think it's positive but realistic and real. Like, it's very easy to be like influencers and say, no bad days, you know, good days only. I'm like, well, you're an idiot, aren't you? Because you're lying. Like, because it's just not true. Like, okay, you can reframe a bad day into a good day. You can reframe something bad into something good. But I think a lot of the time, there are some things that are inherently bad and some things that are inherently good. And so framing is important. The context is important. But this kind of links to networking, you know. You know, you always give tips about networking because you're a pro networker.
I am.
I think at a networking event, if you radiate negativity, if you radiate some sort of vibe that isn't a vibe, you know,
people can tell. Guys, energy is a real thing. And you've got to be open, warm. You've got to make people feel accommodated and welcome to speak to you. I remember I was speaking to Kush, I hope I get the same right, Kush Birdie or Birdie, the solicitor. And then, again, because I have or we have this warm energy, Angelica,
she
kind of felt comfortable and feel like, hey guys, do you mind if I join in? I'm like, of course, no, join in. So, you know, you've got to make people feel welcome. What else are you going there for, to speak to two people? No, you want to speak to as many people as possible.
Absolutely. Last one here. I always believe in myself. Mm. I am my biggest supporter.
In the words of Charlie Gambino, if I don't believe in myself, who the hell else will, right? Easier said than done, though, because we are our own worst critics. But end of the day, look, if you don't believe in what you're doing or why you're doing it or the results you're going to get, ultimately, why should someone else? Why should your clients, your customers, your stakeholders believe in you? Because you don't believe in yourself.
It's true. And it's like there's a famous song, I can't remember who said it, but it's like, the greatest love of all is Whitney.
Whitney.
What a movie. Listen, Whitney's a queen.
Whitney?
Forget, like,
she's no Ariana.
Oh my God. Ariana makes three songs and then she just pisses off. Like, I love Ariana.
She's an album artist, though, isn't she?
When's her latest album? Yeah, anyway. Trash. Don't compare Ariana to Whitney. Hey, guys, in the comments, leave some hate for him, please. Okay. Go on his Instagram, send him some angry DMs. Whitney Houston! Lord, the greatest love of all is the one I found within, you know? You can't love someone else if you can't love yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's great to be supporters of other people and great to push other people. But how are you going to do anything in life? I mean anything, if you don't believe in your own source. If you don't look in the mirror every morning and say, damn, you know? If you don't, like, look at your shit you're doing and say, yes, like, come on. Like, keep doing this. If you haven't got that, I think it's very difficult for someone else to deeply motivate you because, you know, you haven't got that base level of self-love and self-motivation to take in someone else saying it. Like, someone at the gym could say, yeah, go on, you know, do more reps, lift more reps. But you've seen those people, like you today, who didn't have the belief in themselves, who just would stop early. But the person watching you can clearly see by your tempo and your face that you can do two more. But you don't have the belief in yourself, so you can't take that in.
Yeah, I think life and all that is a transfer of energy. So if your energy is low because of lack of self-belief, it's going to bounce back from other people onto you. Okay, I listen more than I speak.
This is a bonus one, isn't it?
I listen more than I speak. I think, let you feel this one first.
I think listening is really important, and especially in sales. I think it's really important to, because I was giving one of my team for my mentoring business, like, kind of feedback on their sales, and you can guess who it was. They weren't listening to the person enough. They weren't asking enough questions, you know, why are you interested in this? Why Tej? You know, why are we on this call? What have you done before? Like, I think it's so important, particularly in sales, and your boy Daniel G will say this, like, I'm taking this down my tangent, but in order to sell to someone, you have to know what they want, what their issues are, what their pain points are. In order to negotiate, you need to know what they're saying, but also what they're not saying and how they're saying it. So I think listening is so important. And also it's powerful because when you speak, you give a lot away. Or if you're trying to negotiate and you're not trying to give a lot away, you have to be super careful. When you listen, when you ask the right question, you're actively just listening. I think it's a lot harder to fuck up.
Absolutely. I think a couple of points. So I think by listening, ultimately, you are a better place to create a win-win outcome. whether it's a sale or any kind of negotiation, you know, you want it to be win-win. You're not trying to get one over. Even if you're trying to get your friends to go to a specific restaurant, listen to what they want, get your point across, but you listen first. In terms of sales, listen. What does the potential client want? Fill that need, fill that gap. But also, I think on the flip side, some people do speak more than they listen, but that's because you've got consumers and you've got creators. So at that positioning, there might be a creator or someone who's given out value, so therefore you listen. But you'll find those people are actually open to listen to new ideas and new things because they always want to develop and get bigger and bigger and bigger. I think if we were to link this to networking, maybe just because of our audiences, if you're going to a networking room, networking event, and let's say you are confident, you know, you want to speak, and you want to tell everyone what you do because you're so excited, amazing. Still, listen to what other people are saying. What are they doing? How can you link your service, your business, your proposition to what they do? Is there a potential for collaboration? Work on that as opposed to, I've got this great new business, I'm going to tell everyone about it, here's my business card.
Mm-hmm. And people, look, we're going to ask you one favour at the end of this video and podcast. Get this link, right? Hit copy, hit the three dots on YouTube, hit the share, and send it to at least one friend and one enemy. How about that, people? Share it with your people. Do it now.